It's altogether much too hot, for heaven's sakes. Why doesn't it just sort of stop it so hot in the rain? For heaven's sakes, we don't have enough rain. Did you look out there trying to get in? Here I am preaching in chapel. Everybody should be here, of course. And it's hard to get here. For heaven's sakes, what's going on? And for Greek students, will Greek ever end? And what about all this other stuff that's going on? And some people around here are just twits. And what is it that I can possibly do? And it's just really a very difficult time. And heavens knows what in the world is going on. Gracious, what is life like? In Jesus' name, we turn our attention to the Old Testament reading. The children of Israel could grumble well too. 30 days out, their refugee status was becoming clear. Tired, hot, hungry. Grumble, grumble. It is a fallen world. Grumble. How would you handle this text? Well, I'll tell you how I've heard it handled. Goal, that the hearer become more confident in God's provisions for them. Malady, the hearer is not confident in God's provision for them and leading, so they complain and are dissatisfied, and that's sinful. Means, Christ forgives us for our complaining, which helps us complain less and trust more. And often the behavioral conclusion is, stop griping. Shut up, especially spoken by those in power who don't like to be spoken against. How do you handle your murmuring, your complaining, your grumbling? Do you just try to stuff it or confess it or enact it? And how do you see Israel's complaining? Underneath the complaining and grumbling, can we see their natural anxiety and their fear? Can we see the pangs of hunger and malaise of a refugee people? Can we see human uncertainty? Can we see depression, even the hope that death would have come when they were surrounded by more pleasant circumstances? Can we see ourselves in the midst of our grumble, facing the unsure future, feeling the anxiety of our next steps? Resonating with the pain of a refugee people uprooted from their homes on the way to a land yet unnamed, but now in the wilderness of St. Louis? Can we see how important it was for the children of Israel to give voice to their grumble? And how important it is for us to do so as well? And the Lord said to Moses, I have heard the grumblings of the Israelites. Intriguingly enough, blessed be Yahweh, God did not respond by telling the Israelites to stuff it. Rather, he heard them. He responded to them. He turned toward the people. He inclined his ear to them. He paid attention to the groan and the pain, and he acted. God heard, listening deeply. God responded in love and compassion. Intriguingly enough, blessed be Yahweh, God does not respond to us by telling us to stuff it either. I believe God wants, spiritual directors tell us this all the time, God wants us to give our complaint voice as we speak from the very bottom of our hearts that which is of deep concern or deep pain. To speak beyond the complaint into what's underneath it. There's really little use in pretending that what we think or feel is not really there. Rather, we lay it all before God, and God hears it through the ears of Christ. As God did with the children of Israel, as God has done throughout the ages, as God did in the person and work of the Christ, God hears my murmuring and yours, and offers us the constant presence of his Christ, offers us the word spoken and the Eucharist received, offers us the community of those who are Christ's followers as we walk together with each other, grumbling and all, heard by God in Christ at the foot of the cross and in the power of Christ's empty tomb. Amen.